Yeah, Film Vault Family Christmas. Welcome everyone to the Film Vault Family Christmas featuring, of course, Anderson,
me,
Brian, Logan. Hello, Logan.
Hey.
The great Mike Carano, the great Tyler White, and the great...
What up?
Not Miss Movies?
Brianne we'll Chandler. Keep it.
Hello,
fine.
Brianne. Oh,
fine.
Wonderful.
Hello.
Happy holidays to you all.
If you get divorced, are you going to change it to Mrs. Movies?
Ms. Movies.
Ms. Movies.
Ms. Movies.
It is the Film Vault Family Christmas, the special crossover episode we do where all of the associated players from our lives come together, our podcasting lives come together, and open gifts, exchange pleasantries, and exchange... What is
pleasantries?
Is it officially a white elephant gift exchange? Are these supposed to be gag gifts? I got a nice gift. Or what I think is a nice gift.
I go back and forth every year. Sometimes I get really good gifts.
I'm pretty sure you have years of bad gifts to make up for, so if you bring an actual nice
Tyler's
gift.
Talking directly to Brian, by the way.
Yes.
I think if you go back and listen, I consistently bring the best gift.
I'm not
all
sure.
I remember is you bringing like season 5 of The Girls Next Door.
That was also a great gift.
That was a great gift, and it was the first year we did this. I misunderstood completely.
Bring something with penguins on
he usually
it
for brings
you.
Things that he gets from listeners and
not
he just
true.
Recycles.
It's funny you would say that because as I'm getting rid of all of my material goods, I have a pile of DVDs that I got from Brian a few years ago.
Oh yeah, that's yes. true. Those are not from listeners.
You should recycle
that in.
Wasn't that in there?
Oh, isn't the Nines in there? I think I want that.
What was it?
The Nines? Some goods in there.
I don't know.
We'll talk later. How is everyone?
Melissa McCarthy and Ryan Reynolds.
Everyone answer at once.
Hey, everyone's good. What did you
Speak
even
for
say
yourself.
The after disaster? Did you say the after disaster?
I did. I said
you
from did? The after.
Oh, okay.
I'm 99. If I didn't, I'm remiss.
Tuned,
of course,
tuned
Mike
out.
And Tyler from the after disaster.
Merry Christmas, everybody. What do you guys say like when somebody says happy holidays to you?
I say enjoyable winter season. Please don't hurt me or sue me.
I don't know how to react.
You, but I'm not a Christian.
I always want to say like
what?
Merry Christmas back to them, but I don't want to like come off like I'm some kind of Christian because I'm
say
not.
Thanks.
Why don't you just say what
you're back at you.
Something that you celebrate. So if you celebrate Christmas, why don't you say Merry Christmas?
Yeah, I celebrate Christmas, I guess. I do. So I should say that.
Yeah, that's weird to like...
I don't want to...
Oh, you're being coy. You're like, maybe they think I do Kwanzaa. I don't know. Yeah. I don't want to spoil it.
What date is Kwanzaa this year?
March.
26th.
March?
Is it
March?
It moves.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it does not move to March.
Fucking Africans.
What if it moved to a sale day when gifts are on sale? That would be cool.
Or it's Patreon.
December 26th.
Is it really?
Is Kwanzaa. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know because I got to make my annual hilarious Kwanzaa joke because a couple friends and I get together at a bar every year around the Christmas season. And this year it lands on December 26th. And my text to both of them in the text chain was, that's Kwanzaa. Can't make it.
That's good stuff.
I got to cringe every time someone makes a Kwanzaa joke. I fucking hate it.
That's Kwanzaa funny.
Patreon.
Kwanzaa?
That's pretty good.
A little Kwanzaa funny?
Good,
you know who hates it more? People who take it seriously.
I don't know if anyone does.
I say happy holidays simply for utilitarian purposes, like it covers you all the way through New Year's. So everyone here but Mike is married. It took me, I'm sure it took you guys a lot of time.
Just really.
I'm going somewhere with this. I'm going somewhere
Mike's
with this.
Mike's available.
Yeah, the hell.
For a year or so, you always said, my fiance and I are going to dinner. My fiance and I were talking about the wedding. My fiance and I, blah, 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 blah.
A lot of syllables.
And then once the wedding happens, the fiance that carries over, like my fiance, I mean, wife, and it feels weird. I say happy holidays. I have to go Christmas and then New Year's and then God knows what, Kwanzaa. Mm-hmm. No. Happy holidays covers it all, and I have to think
day.
About what like, right. What I'm saying.
People aren't offended when you call their wives a holiday.
Oh, that's I mixed my metaphors.
She's a holiday in the sack.
I'm looking
holiday
for my holiday. Last time I
Christmas
saw her,
Christmas in the streets.
Last
holiday
time I saw her,
sheets.
She was
tax season in the sheets.
Taking off with a
in the kitchen.
A man with a full head of hair. My holiday was running down the street happily with a man with a full head of hair.
Son
have you seen
bitch.
My holiday?
Son of a bitch.
Have you seen her?
Somebody has had to have named their child Holiday.
Doc, hey, are we gonna? This is
that's
this
the
is the worst
Billy
holiday episode we've ever done. I think thus
Roy.
Far. Are we gonna start picking some numbers?
Tyler,
I think
it's
the best.
Pick some numbers.
I didn't hear what you said.
I said Roy,
rookie of the year.
No, Roy Halladay. He's a baseball.
Oh, rest in peace.
Halladay.
Rest in peace.
Right. Did he
crashed
die?
His plane into the ocean.
Yes, he's a dead man.
Roy Halladay and Doc Halladay both died in a plane.
It's Halladay.
Doc Halladay died in the hospital, in I think.
Are you talking about the picture?
I'm talking about Buddy Holly because I'm stupid.
According to Tombstone.
Buddy Holly.
let's catch up. This is the segment
so
on the holiday show, the Christmas show. My
play the segment for the stinger for this. Which one is it?
It's the part where we catch up with Miss Movies.
And, all right, hit it.
Figure out
hit it, Logan.
Since the last time we saw
her.
What's been going on?
Miss Movies. Stop. What's been going down? Let's see. I ran a Patreon for Schmoes Know, for the Schmodown.
You gotta run a Patreon for them?
Like, yeah.
They can't do it like a marathon?
Yeah, they've got
a lot of
work.
Tears. It's a lot of work.
I know, Tyler does it.
I'm managing
Who's
like...
does it is a
3,200
Where's my thumb drive?
Open for interpretation.
3,200 Patreons?
Yes.
Seems like way too many.
Brian, pick wisely and you might answer that question.
All right, so I'm sorry I asked. Let's start picking some numbers here.
Anyways, it's a show on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
What's it called?
My mood is spoiled
now.
Movie
Trivia Schmodown.
Say it louder.
Movie Trivia Schmodown.
There you go.
This is good.
Make sure you get your plug.
TriviaSD.com. On the gift.
Fantastic. Let's... Let's pull some numbers.
Steering the ship here.
Do you have the numbers?
You have the numbers.
Yes. Brianne, Miss Movies, a former teacher, has taken it upon herself, as
to
always,
make
to.
The numbers.
Well, she would know.
You can leave. You can leave teaching, but does teaching ever really leave you? Right. Okay.
Pick a number.
You mean taking the summer
so
off?
So we'll
part?
Draw numbers to find out. We all got gifts. I'd say half of them
last,
are.
No, I wrote half of them are.
Yeah, if you've never heard this before.
God damn it.
We're just doing like White Elephant, which I think most of you who are listening probably are aware of.
Oh, it's a bad number.
Everyone brings a gift, a wrapped gift.
I've heard someone call it a Dirty Santa or something.
Oh, I
pulled
like
no, that's, a, that's when you, Dirty Sanchez? That's very different.
No, we don't need to go over that.
What is the ideal number here?
Wow.
Six is ideal.
Or one.
Really?
Yes.
Or one.
Does one get the final
steal?
One gets the final steal.
That's right.
Well, I guess I have the worst number then.
I have nine.
Two would be the worst.
Well, you have nine.
Yeah. What movie did I see just recently where like they're knocking on every door and then they realize
they had the thing upside down.
Mormon?
It was
I just see?
The worst part was it was a stupid like non-plot point. It was like, all right, that was 8 seconds of the movie wasted.
What was
what
that?
Are you even talking about?
It was something we just saw in the theaters.
Like they were going from door to door to door to door. And then there was our last hope was to find this person.
You were talking about a movie. Oh, like
no,
my
and it was
parents.
A race against
Old Man and the Gun.
Nope.
The Mule.
He was really sad when he realized that the last one was crossed off. Was it?
No, it was a Race Against the Clock.
Wreck-It Ralph too.
I've done that before, but it was pretty much I punched in the wrong address on my GPS.
Ralph breaks the internet.
And turned and they saw that.
I have to look at my fucking.
Oh, I know what it was. It was Paddington, and I haven't even.
Paddington 2?
Paddington 1. I haven't even flickfest it yet. It was Paddington.
Spoiler alert.
First
and
of
it was
all,
poor little Paddington.
Paddington 2 is the best movie.
Yeah, aren't those supposed to be great movies?
I've heard that, and I'm very
you
excited.
You haven't seen Paddington 2 yet?
I hadn't seen Paddington 1 yet, but
I didn't even know there was a thing
Guillermo
called
Guillermo del Toro says that Paddington 2 is the best movie of the year.
It is.
I'm waiting to hear what George Miller has to say about that, because he's the guy that he can do kids' movies and the adult
that's
movies
true.
Over
the
there.
The comedian so. George true. Miller?
Nope.
He did Babe, Pig in the City?
Happy Feet. And
Guy's Got Range.
Road Warrior.
Yeah, I know.
Fury Road?
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Wait, why did
Babe, Pig in the City.
Why did I shit about my
Happy Feet? Also
I
happy
did
feet.
Know Happy Feet.
Okay. Well,
calm down.
Look at the attitude because she runs
Anderson.
A like, show.
I think it was Widows.
It was not Widows.
I think that happened in Widows, though.
A lot of bullshit happened
in
Widows.
A lot of bullshit happened in Widows.
Oh, Widows. All right.
You were so excited for Widows.
Let's hear numbers. What's going on here?
I'm number one.
You're number one?
All right, Logan, pick a gift.
Congrats.
Number one.
Right.
Number one.
There's some
one.
Pretty sizable gifts.
Be
this
honest.
Here.
Is this the first time you've ever been number one?
In life or in the
life.
Show?
Hurtful. In life.
Unnecessary.
All right.
I'm number three at my house.
I'm going to go with this nicely wrapped red one.
Tie. Five. You're probably
that's
number
a good
five.
One.
Don't laugh.
That's, good one. That's the one I brought.
No, I meant the other two dogs.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ever.
You would know once you open it.
Piece of shit.
So who's this from? Who's this from?
I don't even know what it is.
Huh?
It's me.
Okay.
It's a yes to Mary and masking kit. Didn't you do masks last year, too? Is this a theme?
I gave
you
each person a mask
skin?
Last year.
Oh, that's right. We're
this is a callback, guys.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is a very deep callback.
Where were we doing the masks?
Every year, Brianne's bringing like...
Yeah.
At Logan's
house. Masks.
I
teeth that, whitening kits.
We did the masks.
I think you wore it.
Four
I have a picture.
Masks.
That's why I wore mine.
Like
yeah. that.
You did. In it was like a penguin or a narwhal or something.
In my head, I remember doing it at... What's going on?
So, Logan, good news. You get to steal at the end.
I remember doing the mask clearly in my head at Loveline Studios. That's troubling.
No.
Because I know that can't be that.
I didn't do masks.
No, we did masks. You brought masks.
When?
At the studio.
It must have been last year.
It was last year.
Sure.
It was last year.
No way. We put
him on a love line, right?
I'm telling you, there was a
clearly in my mind, I had a mask on
Maybe.
A love line.
But did someone else bring
two masks?
Multiple years of masks. Considering
her gift this year.
In point, right here.
We're going to have to look back at our pictures. We take a picture every year.
Is that mask supposed to make our skin better? Because I'll take it.
Your skin looks fantastic.
Okay, are you number two?
And the buck stops at one, right? Like Logan will.
He can't
do
anything until someone takes it.
Haha.
All right, so who's number two?
Stuck with it until the end.
I'm number five.
Did you push record?
Oh, shit. Man.
That was me making an upside down two joke for Anderson.
Backwards, too.
And the person who's gifted it should identify it upon being selected.
There's a big thing, but I feel like big things are tricks.
I know. I don't know if I want to store that in my house.
But
at
two of my White Elephant parties, the big thing has been a samurai sword and a globe drink cart.
I almost bought a machete.
Oh, the globe cart? I got one of those from Vegas because I gambled and lost so much. They gave me like a gift card, and that's what I came home
with. They're like, give this to the poor bastard.
Does a cassette tape come out of Australia?
Because
that's what happens
in Australia?
Gorgeous.
What?
A cassette tape comes out of Australia, so it's like a radio also. Like, it'll play your...
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, that's a giant globe if a cassette tape would come out of Australia.
One finger.
Actually, that mine's on
why
the captain's
chair.
All right, I'll do the big blue thing.
I don't know, this would happen in Drop Dead
Gorgeous. Not too shabby.
Wait, the big blue comes with that one, too. So why don't you do the pink one?
I didn't want to carry that back to my car, so I didn't choose
that. Wait, I get this, too? XOXO?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a big one.
I avoided this one because the bag was quite garish.
Please note the wrapping of both of these.
We're going to get a spam.
The ironic wrapping.
Let's party is
one
what
wraps
it says.
Well,
one is a bag for that.
One is in a bag that
well.
Looks like I'm going to get a silky teddy out of it.
Yes.
That's obviously for
Valentine's Day,
right? And then the other one
obviously.
Is wrapped.
Obviously.
What's it say?
For a every kid's day. Party. It's your birthday.
Yeah, it's a birthday. So it's
let's
not,
party.
Oh, I should have used birthday wrap.
Yeah. Which one is to be opened first?
There's one.
They don't go together, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
What?
Tyler has chosen a gift that is more than half the size of a man.
It's like a small,
much taller
child.
Than my son.
Please tell me this is tied up.
Oh, God damn it. You can't do this to me.
Is it last year's ship?
It sure is.
Oh, no. Oh, I won that. I've been thinking about that ever since.
It's
I've been thinking about that.
You know what? That ship is not too shabby, and that
this
was mine at one
point.
The ship
not yet sailed. I'll tell you that right now.
I forget who got the ship last year. But
I just want the decanter.
Did you lose one of the glasses?
Yeah, it looks like
this is God telling me something. I thought about this today. I'm like, man, I really wanted that ship from last year.
That ship.
Good.
Showed up in my study at my house magically somehow. I don't know who put it back there. But that's why it's... Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
That was us.
So, I assumed it was probably one of you guys.
So you didn't think it was a stranger?
And you were hoping
someone
would do this.
Last year.
I ended up with a ship.
And then you came over. We did a show at my house.
And
you
I left
it
in your house.
In my house.
Tether, please.
You know where you put it? That's where Stanley's ashes are now.
Another
on the mantle.
You can put the
callback.
In the boat?
Yeah.
He's not going
to
have a Viking post-funeral.
Tyler, as the man is selected, please explain to the listeners what you are holding.
In case you missed last year's Christmas episode.
That's a sweet-ass gift.
That show is more awesome. And now I'm like, I need that.
I've been thinking about it ever since.
Imagine
is it too late for me to go, I left something in your house? Did you happen to find the ship I left over there?
Imagine you're in your grandfather's poker room, the one that you're not supposed to go in.
Mm. Yeah. But like, or you're not supposed to visit this grandfather.
Or you're not supposed to visit that grandfather. Yeah. This is up on the mantle in the poker room. It is a like silver tin tugboat.
Yeah.
With rope and some various other, you know,
a lot of details
on it.
Fine craftsmanship.
There are four holes that should be where smokestacks would be, but instead there should be shot glasses.
Right.
But instead of four shot glasses, there is one shot
there
glass.
There was two when I first got it.
Really?
And the main body of the boat is a crystal... it's a glass.
Crystal.
It's a glass decanter.
Mm-hmm. It's a Swarovski crystal.
Yeah, somebody should have the balls to take
with,
that to
the
that
plug
show where they
cork.
Appraise
the,
your junk.
The cork says Sebastian Vineyards.
Urban Roadshow.
Yeah, yeah. Urban Roadshow.
Established 1825, so it's vintage.
Wait, what? What?
No.
Let me see.
Established.
Let me see that.
And also,
I want to smell. I want to smell.
It does music.
It does music too.
We've been looking for this.
This is worth $22,000. Then we're all really then we're all in court fighting over whose it is.
Music.
I'm like, technically, it was my gift. I left it at his house.
You gotta make it.
I like how
you help it.
Anderson gave me shit for giving him voice stuff from listeners.
Oh, you gotta take the thing off.
That's from me.
Mm. Oh, it makes noise?
Does it make noise when you take
gift.
The weight off of it?
You gotta help it, I think. You gotta give it a little.
This
hug.
Is more time than we spent with the ship last year when I received it as a precious gift that I accidentally left at your house.
Can you put it back on now?
I don't know if I want it back since it's broken.
Well, that's what happens when things are like 1825 made.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to smell what's inside.
What was that sentence?
Nothing from 1825 works anymore.
Can I open the big one now?
Yes.
Open the big one. Big one, I promise you, is useful. Very, very useful.
And the wrapping paper says it's
is
your
it
birthday.
Is it a squatty potty?
It says it's your birthday.
Because that's useful.
That was my go-to white elephant gift 2 years ago.
Oh. You know what?
Not
that
for
is
this
not
game.
Too shabby right there.
This is an inordinate amount.
Except for...
Because I had to hit the limit.
Wrap?
I don't buy gifts anymore. So
I had to hit the limit.
It's really slow now.
Did your son decorate the inside of that packaging?
The music's working. Yes, he did.
This is like 15 rolls of Christmas and holiday wrapping paper because there's blue for the,
boys.
People that are sad.
Kwanzaa. Yeah. Which is everyone, so you
Jewish
should
Jewish people aren't
sad. That is not too shabby.
Can I tell
Jewish.
A story?
It's actually really good.
Can I tell a story
it's a good
real
time
quick?
To get that.
I know. So I got $25.
That'll look good sitting in my closet for 9 years.
$25
I'm
of
so confused.
Holiday wrapping paper because it's that time of year where that's coming really handy. So I think it's a good gift.
I just wrapped all my gifts this morning.
The irony is that Miss Movies just wrapped all her gifts. Also, I had no Christmas wrapping paper to wrap this fucker with.
You should have just opened it and given...
I thought about doing that, but that's kind of a shitty move,
right? Instead, you gave me this box that's been scribbled on by some... freaking toddler.
That might be worth some money someday. If
otherwise,
he's a famous artist.
You'd be able to tell what it was.
I was gonna say, is that a diapers.com?
No, it's
chewy.com.
Chewy.com.
Which is where the last Anderson box, gets all of his baby food.
Last box that I got Stanley's food in.
I don't know if I like Tyler's attitude just pushing the box over like he's disgusted with his gift purchase.
Can I tell a real quick inappropriate story about the people of the Jewish faith?
If we say no, are you gonna tell it anyway?
With an intro like that.
So my dad. He was a therapist, as some of you may know, and he had his ways about him, and he had certain beliefs and feelings about certain types.
Same
and
types.
My only recollection of his
Shut
friends,
up,
every single friend that he had was a former patient or current patient. Like the only people
That's
that he ever had around,
line.
The only people that babysat me for a period of time were his patients. One of which. Went on to become a paranoid schizophrenic and wanted to kill the entire
family. Babysitter?
Yeah, he was my babysitter for a while. Lloyd.
Shouldn't you be saving this for the after disaster?
I told this story long ago.
Okay. Did your dad do like trade? Like, I can't afford to pay you, Mr. Cohen. He's like, that's okay. You can babysit
Cowan.
For me. Babysit for a month.
I'm going
to
trust you,
with
my son.
But like, did he do trade? Like, I can't afford
barter.
To pay you, sir. He's like, oh, don't worry about it. Yeah, exactly. You can come babysit.
No, he didn't.
I wish my therapist would babysit me.
So I remember my mom and he got dressed up because they had a friend coming over, which I later learned was one of his patients. And they were going to go to dinner, but they want to take my youngest little sister with them before they went to dinner to go look at Christmas lights. Like, that was something
you
do.
Plus, they didn't want a witness in the house.
Let's go look at really pretty Christmas lights in the neighborhood. So
what's wrong with that?
They took.
We still do that.
It's kind of lame. So they took my 5-year-old little sister with them, and my mom. And they come back like half an hour later. My mom's mortified, right? And I'm like, "What happened, mom?" And she pulls me aside, and she's like, she's shaking because she's so embarrassed. And she says, "Alicia, that's my little sister." She says, "Alicia was in the back seat, sitting in her car seat, and we drove by those Christmas lights. And my dad's patient was sitting like in the car with them because Jewish woman, Jewish lady." And they were going by the pretty Christmas lights. And then they went by a house that had like blue and white lights. And I guess my 5-year-old little sister started saying, that's where the Jews live.
Oh,
no. That's how it starts. That's how it starts.
And obviously she learned that somewhere.
And that was Christmas.
What a gift.
How horrifying is that?
What a gift to have.
What do you mean?
To like just be able to like identify, you know? Yeah.
She divined it.
Oh, wait, is that a bad thing?
My mom was so ashamed and mortified. And my dad, I think that I don't even know how he dealt with it. But, I mean, obviously,
he probably
got one of those two
that is,
put it in the 5-year-old's head. That's where the Jews live. I still give her shit. Every time I see, like, blue and white,
I
got to
say, it's true, though.
Yeah, but you don't have to say it like that. And obviously, she's mimicking something that she heard from a parental figure, right?
So if you're a parent, teach your kids to say, that's where Jewish people live.
Mm-hmm. You could throw a fine in front of that, fine Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fine, that's what the Jews
that's
live.
That's what I was thinking.
Is that what you meant?
That's my Jewish story. There
Papa, that's where fine Jewish people live.
Well,
hey,
so
we have to do something for Hanukkah, even though it's
some
a couple
say
weeks late, old
that
now.
Christmas is the greatest Jewish story. So, you know, it all comes back together.
If I was Jewish, I would have such a higher esteem of myself, I think, in my religion.
Careful.
Just like thinking about all the Christians who are like, you know, causing all the wars and killing each other. And it's all over a Jew, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like they worship one of my people. We don't even think is like the right person.
The king of the Jews.
Well, good thing you would fix all the problems with the Jewish people by having a high self-esteem.
Guys. I can settle all this right now.
I know quite a few Jewish folk, and they all have pretty high self-esteem.
Are we short on gifts right now?
I feel like we're generalizing.
No. I feel like only two.
Oh, my gift's up there, but I'm not going to pick mine, even though
there's a sandwich.
It's that green one.
All right, brother.
It's that green one's in the mix.
Mike, did you purchase your gift, or is your gift?
I did purchase it, and I wanted to buy those pickles because they're so spectacular that you would.
Why don't you just buy the pickles?
There is no doubt in my mind
that you want to buy.
You would get these pickles, and you would go, "What a shitty gift!" And you'd open it and take one bite.
I would have stolen. I would have stolen the pickles immediately.
They're the best pickles.
Where do you get them?
At some specialty cheese shop on Ventura,
or Amazon.
Ventura
or Amazon, yeah,
they're cheaper.
They're the best pickles I've ever. I don't even like pickles that much.
Specialty cheese?
I couldn't stop eating these
pickles. Mike has been going through some
four jars.
To be fair, though, Michael had nothing else to eat in the house.
I'll talk about it later.
Is that true? What? Is that
about later?
That changed.
Yeah, it's changed.
Oh, wow, Michael.
What's the specialty cheese?
Some metamorphosis.
Dude, you've been. I'm going to go pick a gift.
Mike's been reading Kafka?
Thank goodness.
For those that don't know, for those of you that don't listen to the After Disaster.
Mike, can you grab your gift while you're up?
Mike just claimed that he's not reading Kafka. Oh, and he says that it's still in the bag.
Got Tyler's gift in his hand.
I don't think
now,
he
here's the problem with Tyler's gift.
It's poop in
last
bag.
Year, when he showed up with a gift that he had just purchased, it was just less than an hour before,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, wait, don't open it,
Emma. I was like, this is good. Tyler's going to feel some sort of guilt, and he's going to overcompensate with a sweet gift.
Right.
Not true.
What was it?
Not true.
It was
what
a collection of like baseball cards or something.
You
it
gave
was a
away
collection
baseball
of like,
cards?
No.
What? Last year?
One year he got like $25 worth of 99 cent store shit.
This gift looks like I'm a construction worker and I brought my lunch to work.
He stopped by like a
bologna
mini-mart
sandwich to the wife, maybe.
A what?
Like a mini mart or something.
What was it? What did I?
It was like a grocery store gift card.
I don't know. Let me think about what would be the least thoughtful thing I could buy.
Oh, I did. Yes. Yes. I brought, there was
like a gas station or something.
It was like a box of like, was it like soda? But then also there was a gift card or something.
Like I said,
like $10.
I was hard pressed to make it on time and feeling the pressure.
Feels
so Michael
weird.
Has chosen
it
Tyler's gift
for
I have another story
weird.
About the same little sister 10 years later, Christmas related, if you'd like to hear
that's
it.
That's what
after
she
he
said,
opens
by the way.
Oh, is that weed?
Oh, jerky. Oh.
Good looking.
That's not too bad. Gift. That is a good and gift right now.
Another gas station gift, nonetheless, but
one of them is Gators.
Oh,
really?
Cajun.
Oh, my God. Cajun gator
jerky.
Do you get that?
Snap into something that'll snap into you.
Holy smokes. This is not too shabby.
That's an interesting gift.
What's fun about that is...
perfectly some...
I was...
Yes?
Some eyes.
Mouth's watering already. You can't talk.
I was pulling up right now for this lovely program, and Anderson texted me, "Hey, you still coming at 8:30?
It was not that
and
tone at all.
I said, yes.
Tone is text head.
It was about like 8, I think it was 8:20.
I said, it's still coming at 8:30?
And I said, yep. Mm-hmm. And I parked, and I was right across the street. I was about to head over here. I was like, wait a minute, where's the gift? The gift that I wrapped at work and made sure to put next to my backpack
really?
So I didn't forget it.
Oh,
and
no.
I looked into my car, and I was like, well, I've got 8:25, and all I could hear in my head was, "Are you going to make 8:30?" So I sprinted down to that place and got in the corner, found that jerky, and then ran back over
so
here. That's why I was all out of breath.
Gift?
Yeah, what was the actual gift? Do you want to save it for next year?
This might be better. I don't know.
Okay.
What was it?
When I got tell us.
I kind of need to know.
I want to steal it.
It was kitschy. It was very kitschy. It was a Triceratops taco holder.
Oh,
you put your hard shell tacos in there.
Right, it's not
my
too
kids
bad.
Would like that.
Yeah. Not too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might have had my
dinosaurs and tacos.
It was like one of those things that you like at first glance, you're like, that's dumb. And then you look at it a little bit longer.
It's
you're
Brian's
like,
turn.
Yeah, it could go up on a shelf.
Especially if you do tacos.
Yeah.
I got tacos with my blue apron this week. I'm going to be
hard shell or soft, though?
Soft, but it sounds like the Triceratops will come in handy.
They can't ship so hard soft. Shell tacos.
Logan, can I see that
you
boat?
You put it in, right? Like it would still keep its form.
Yeah, yeah.
Which one?
The boat.
The boat.
What's it's interesting is it's a Triceratops, but it only holds two tacos.
So I was looking at that. It can be repaired.
Should have thought about that.
I think they're going
to get
it's supposed to, they're supposed to be.
A watchmaker.
We're talking about the ship again.
You know it can.
The ship is being talked about.
Easily. You know, easily. It's got this little like button on it.
I was looking at that. It can be repaired.
This is like the bullshit in Pawn Stars. Like, I got a guy.
When you take the thing off, it's supposed to play music. So it just needs the spring inside.
Isn't that a line from $6 Million Man?
I've got a guy. He specializes in mid-century whiskey.
How depressing is it to have a drink with that song
music
playing
boxes.
In the background?
I do repair typewriters, vacuum cleaners, and old boats.
It's like really old. It's like so old that the windup's half the speed, too.
This is the sound of...
Shit.
So the same sister, around 13 years later, she's probably about 18, 19 years old now, right? And she's in town from out of town, and she looks frantic. And,
you buy new shot glasses and, for her and everything.
Concerned. It's Christmas Eve. And I'd say, what's the deal? And she goes, I don't have a gift for anyone. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. I'm
exactly.
like, it's Christmas Eve. God,
Jesus Christ.
So I said, tell you what, I got a $20 bill. I'll take you to the only gas station in town that I know is open right now.
And we'll buy everyone some extends.
And you can buy something for, you know, at least mom and dad. So I take her down there, and it's kind of a bigger gas station. Like, it's a nice one. It's off of Las Virgenes, the mobile station there. They have a great painting on the ceiling of, like, orcas and stuff. It's pretty sweet.
Wow.
And
that is terrifying.
I lose her in this gas station little mini mart, right, where she's supposed to be, like, buying gifts for her mom and dad with my 20. And I see her in one of the aisles. She's trying on sunglasses for herself. And I'm like, all right.
The last song you hear.
All right, let's go, sister. Because she really is my sister. I said, I'll pick two things for mom and dad if need be. She was looking for sunglasses for herself with my 20 Christmas Eve. She had nothing for anyone.
What'd you end up getting for mom and dad?
I love her. She's my sister. I don't remember something shitty, though.
Extends,
a gas station.
Extends for dad.
Mm. Extends.
And extends for her.
The one with the rhino that moves.
Did you decide to pick that, Brian? Going.
All right, has anyone stole anything? What's going on?
No, I'm gonna let the boat go.
You're gonna let it out to sea?
Leave it at the dock.
I can't come home with that. I'm like, hey, honey, look what we get to put in the house somewhere.
It's pretty sweet.
It's not gonna work. It's pretty sweet, though.
Yeah, you can put it
you
on your bar.
Yeah, you got
and
like,
you could fill it with whiskey.
Nice
bar
the problem is the bar is
I'm watching the evolution of Brian's my fiance, my wife, and now it's like, I can't come home with that.
Great news, honey.
I can't tell the holiday about that thing.
Roy Halladay. Mike, will you at least give me a taste of the jerky?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, bargains on the side. These like side.
Can I get one of the shot glasses on the boat?
This cork has been riddled with termites.
I was gonna say that's
really. How did termites get in there?
I don't know.
Fucking booze hounds.
That's what happens with
We have three gifts.
More like
termites.
Am I right, young people?
I got a really dumb question about sponges.
Termites.
Trying to help the listeners.
Sponges aren't made of actual sponges, right?
There are some that are made of actual sponges,
but usually like the kinds that I have in my sink that are blue. Those are
the big brown ones. Are the actual ones? You can get them at Home Depot. They're great for washing your child with.
Those are real.
That's what I wash Zach with.
Yeah. If you wash your child with a live sponge, that's the way to go.
Yeah. I just go straight algae.
How do they make the other sponges? They just like put a bunch of like bubbles in there. They blow bubbles in, and then
I think it's a 3D printer.
They blow bubbles in.
I'm not really sure.
There
it was probably a chemical mix up at some factory somewhere, and that came out. And they're like, hey, like I'm going to wash my kid with this tonight.
There's also this gift over here. Don't forget that one.
All right, you know, Tyler, I'm going to go for Mike Carano's gift. Can you pass that over here, please?
I'm very excited to see
signed up for.
Don't get too excited about it. It's not that.
What number are you, Brian?
I'm 4.
You're 4.
There's 2 left after.
I am number 4. I come before 5.
Apparently it's heavy, or 3. Maybe it's not.
If this is pickles, I'm going to be thrilled.
I am number 4.
If it's pickles,
it's a jar of pickles.
But it's not pickles.
From the cheese shop.
Goddamn, Mike. Give the people what they want.
Be better.
His 4 voices. It's right, not pickles.
I'm counting on you overcompensating.
Now I'm just going to be disappointed.
It's
now.
Jackets.
No.
How are
you doing this?
Well, the gift certificate on top is for my favorite ice cream
and
shop.
And find out
ever.
What it is
what
after the
what's
break.
What's your favorite ice cream shop?
You need to use your microphone, Brent.
You guys, do a break.
Black
right,
Olive Brittle.
Do a break right here.
Favorite that was the dumbest thing I've ever said, ever. Actually.
The you gift card is from Salt and Straw, which, yeah. Where, is this only in the Valley?
No, there's one on Larchmont as well.
Oh, sweet.
But it's the best ice cream shop.
Wait, but I already gave you a gift card for Tessa's birthday to my favorite ice cream place.
Agus?
No.
How much was your card? Because mine's $250.
What?
No, it's 15. Damn. It's $15.
Mine was 50.
You'll be lucky to get 2 scoops 15. Out of that $15. By the way,
oh wow!
Tyler, take this to your baseball team.
I will.
I got 340 answers for
use
you.
Use your microphone to pick up your mic.
Double bubble.
Actually, no.
340.
Excuse me. Carano has gifted me a large drum of double bubble bubble gum, and it's 340 pieces.
Imagine a very angry steroided baseball player who's just struck out smashing the various things in the dugout. That's one of the things that gets hit by his bat.
It's like the size of a paint can.
Double bubble goes flying
it's much
everywhere.
Larger than a paint. That's a paint can.
Well, it's not much larger. I mean, it's in the ballpark.
50% bigger.
Settle down.
One is a can, one is a bucket.
This would be like a medium-sized guy, and this would be like the extra-large guy. All right.
There you go.
340 pieces.
I want
pieces.
One of you to take
get,
that to 7-Eleven and fill it up.
Chewing.
Gulp.
Someone steal that.
Get chewing, baby.
Look at the logo.
We should bring a couple tubs to the caravanners.
I haven't eaten gum in... Do you eat gum? Chewed gum?
Dugout gum.
Let me
it's been so long, I don't even know what to call
it. You mean you haven't eaten boring, shitty gum in so long.
Where did you get this, Michael?
Costco.
So did you get
of
it
of all the
purpose?
Things...
What's that?
Did you get it with this in mind, or?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I mean, right. Do we need to see how many we can?
I was going
to
go all Costco sweets, and then I thought that was like dumb, and then bunny? I ended up going to Salt and Straw.
The Salt and Straw thing is pretty sweet, though.
Salt and Straw is pretty great.
No, it's that's awesome. My turn.
I thought Tyler there's one five. Like 5 blocks from
I'm
here, and it's
five.
Open.
I saw his number. It's five.
Good to know. Better get out of here quick.
Yeah, I down five.
Oh, my God.
Logan.
I should have saved this for the after disaster, right, but when I bought that Salt and Straw, oh, this is going to come across wrong.
Talk about it in the after disaster.
Whose gift is that?
That's for me.
How dare you.
Okay.
And I'm glad some of the kids got it.
Now, Brian,
is it offensive?
Say, now that you're is it offensive? That, my gift that I got was I thought of you.
Okay.
You thought of Brian?
But it's too late now.
Whose gift is this?
This is somebody else's. I think it's Logan's.
Oh, this is Logan's.
We got some LPs?
A bunch of LPs.
Oh, look at that.
Mm. Bunch I even of have a record player.
I don't have a record player.
Wait, there's one more in there.
Oh, no.
There's
what is
one
that?
More.
Is that a single?
Tyler actually might like that one. I was thinking of that. Of
33
him
win
one.
Streak. Oh. Lakers.
The Lakers like the put audio. Out an album?
Is that like the audio?
We're dribbling.
So
we're
Rabbit.
Dribbling. Okay. We're dribbling.
Okay. Okay. Brought to you by Dotson.
4 12-inch records.
Peter Rabbits? No way.
4 12-inch records.
Lakers train. Black it's Beauty and gift. Heidi. Oh, classic. Shirley Temple.
Ooh,
oh, come on.
The Music of Hawaii. This one is probably dope.
Why don't you pick these up?
I inherited them.
I
took the Led Zeppelin
Henry
albums.
Mancini.
This is the most Brian gift you've ever brought. This is more of a Brian gift than a Brian gift.
This one's cool, though. This one you could actually like put up and looks rad.
It does look
Toddlers
pretty
it's a record, you on know. Parade.
That's got to be
musical
a picture of
exercises. For
this record has a
full and toddlers.
Back ad for Dotson.
Be totally honest.
What is this?
Logan. Did you Google these to make sure they weren't worth anything first?
No.
Really?
I actually
and
were
then
like,
what's
they
that
might
one?
Be worth something.
I thought Tyler
Big
would want
Blue
that Dodgers
crew.
Album.
Ooh.
God damn it. I wish that record was
a 7-inch old vintage Dodgers.
God like, damn it.
Early 80s.
Oh, is this just the play by play of the game?
So glad I don't have a record player, guys.
I have a record player right here, but I don't think it works. It's my Welcome Matt Cotter record player.
Please allow me.
Oh, let's try it. Let's try
it.
Because if we can fire up the Hawaiian one, that would be
the Hawaiian one.
Brian.
How does it work? Does it crank?
Also, you better believe we want to listen to the Big Blue Wrecking Crew.
Please allow me to quote the After Disaster and say, is this the worst episode we've ever done?
This might be the worst episode we've ever.
Would you guys...
if we get some vinyl going, then it's going to be the best.
Yeah, we'll turn the ship around.
That's right.
I would like to give each of you an opportunity to, one by one, say a word that you think might be in the title of one of the songs on this album, Music of Hawaii.
Yes.
From Henry Mancini
Blue.
And his orchestra and
I'm
chorus.
I'm going to say Mele.
It's not a Christmas.
Well, there could be
Mahalo.
A Christmas song on there.
Mahalo's in there.
Aloha.
Obviously, Hawaii.
We got an aloha.
Damn it. No Mahalo.
Hawaii doesn't count. No Mahalo. We've got a blue. We got a blue Hawaii.
Yep,
we got both
in
the same song.
Poi.
Sweet.
No. What? You think Henry Mancini is doing a song called
Coconut.
Poi?
Pokey?
No.
Pineapple?
God damn it.
Beach.
I regress.
No, sand.
Savages.
There's no needle.
Water.
Quick, dude.
Ocean.
Whip up a needle. Fashion one out of an actual needle. Can you just use like a sewing needle?
Hey, does
have a my crown up a sewing needle?
I really need to listen to the Moon of Manakura, so let's figure this out.
What is the Dodgers thing?
Is this the noisiest record player you've ever heard?
How upset would Jeff Pranksky? How upset would listener Jeff be if we immediately fired up, like almost instantaneously fired up one of these records when he actually got us a 7-inch After Disaster vinyl pressed episode of our show.
I have that record here somewhere. I got to find it.
I have it. Oh. We still have not played it because I don't have a record player.
You broke
he
my
had
record
us
player.
A vinyl made Wait. Of the show.
We have an After Disaster vinyl. He had the art on the sleeve and everything. It's I have it prominently displayed in my office. I love it, but we haven't played it yet.
Your turn, Anderson.
Why is there not an app to play vinyl? Why?
There is. It's called a record player.
This is bizarre.
These gifts are all real shitty, guys. I got to be honest with you.
Mine's actually sweet, and you're choosing, so you're in luck.
How dare you?
You steal, too.
It's your turn.
Oh, Tyler figured out our dilemma, our conundrum.
Which song are you playing?
The Moon of Manakura.
He just
very refreshing.
Googled it. So who needs a record player?
I have a record player.
I don't.
Michael, no one can hear you.
Michael.
Oh, I like this song.
I had an actual record player for years and years and years. It was an inexpensive one with built-in speakers.
Did we say we're recording it?
For like 4 years, and probably a month ago, I threw it in the dumpster. Did you put a screwdriver in it first?
Apropos.
Did we say we're recording at Carano's house?
We should probably point that out. Oh, yes, we are at Mike Carano's house, if we haven't made that obvious. This is not a good episode.
Hey, you know what? You want to know how I can turn all these gifts into one great gift? Put that jerky in that boat.
How would that?
There's mildew in there. I don't trust it.
And no, you can stick it. You can make sure it sticks with the bubble gum.
We chew all the bubble gum.
Anderson, it's your turn.
All right, I'm just taking brownies.
You really are.
I really should have kept that record.
No stealing.
Nice on vinyl.
Did no one steal? Wait, no one. Did no one steal a single gift?
Now, then it's.
Wait, no one stole a single gift.
Logan's turn again, though.
Oh, there's still another gift.
Well, unless Anderson doesn't want to steal any of these.
What? Wow, no stealing.
I bet Anderson's going to eat his words now after he just said this is the worst gift exchange ever.
Records.
You don't think Atticus could use a workout?
Yeah, Toddlers on Parade.
Toddlers on Parade, cassette version. That's a weird thing to put on the cover of a vinyl.
I did not include that. Well, it's like when you get MP3s of vinyl now.
That's weird. It's like a record and it says the cassette version. Well, how is this the cassette version? That's great.
Advertisement.
One of these might be worth a lot of money.
My cassette player?
Or not. Tyler, figure out how much the Hawaiian Henry
I'm playing really the Hawaiian war chant.
Let's see how much it's worth.
We're still doing this?
These vinyls might be worth something.
You want them? Very much. Take them.
If anything's worth anything, it's the...
this one's worth at least $3.95.
If it's worth anything, I get to keep it.
I bet the 33 win streak is worth something. The Lakers...
If you check to see if these are autographed,
what if I look it up? I know exactly. I look it up on eBay. It's worth like $600. I'm like, I'll trade for this.
That's what I'm saying. All right, I'm opening the last gift.
No stealing.
And it's Brian's gift.
I don't know about you, but Jillian is in for a treat.
Who's got the wrapping paper right now?
Possibly you.
Oh, Tyler does.
Tyler.
Okay. Tyler might need a bomb roll off.
Tyler's gonna get us sued.
You can get the CD for $10 of Toddlers on Parade, if that helps.
Ah.
What is it?
Interesting.
Oh, Zuni, hell yeah.
Rolling massage foot spa.
Oh, goddamn. I'm so mad. I want that.
You guys.
The best gift.
You guys want to hear see
by
the best
far.
Thing is? There's that a bunch of these Lakers records on eBay.
How much are they for?
No bids, and the one's $9 and one's $20. That's not too shabby.
That's pretty shab.
But that's like buy it now price, right? Yeah.
Brian?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Did you go into a Ross?
Wow. There are a lot of these records available.
There's a Ross very close to my house.
I go to Ross all the time. I can't picture you going into one.
I go in there once a year.
Just now, for this occasion. For
the film ball gift
there is a minimum of $25.
With is it 25?
Yeah. No, I take it back. These are different Lakers records.
That's outrageous.
There's no way that's possible. Lowe spent zero. So...
Comparable value, hey, $25.
These records cost me my grandma.
That's a good point.
Wow.
Wow. You had to kill her to take her records?
Smart. So, yeah, it's a Revlon.
Only Anderson ends up with the coolest gift.
Soothing rolling massage foot spa. Price tag, $18.99.
Dude, you can put the little goldfish in
anti-splash
there.
Anti-splash
they nibble on your toes while they do that, too.
Never understood the anti-splash hood on these things.
My strategy is always to get something I wouldn't mind ending up with myself.
You know, I can't find this record. It's a different Lakers record.
Case in point, that jerky, that gator jerky.
I like how they're trying to list all the things that are good about this Revlon soothing rolling massage foot spa. It starts with massage bubbles.
No one gives a fuck.
Acunode Basin.
You sound like one of the kids on YouTube that's trying to
Acunode
sell.
This is the worst unboxing video ever.
Hold on. Anti-splash hood with storage bins.
Comes with.
As you can tell, they're getting
how much water
is flowing
through. Smart heat.
Here's the last thing. Here's the last.
Massage bubbles.
Bottom. A top.
Here's the last thing. No, worse.
An anti-splash hood.
AC power.
Dual foot.
Storage bins.
Dual foot.
So not one foot at a time?
Oh, not one foot at a time? Both? Thanks, guys. I like it.
Great. Wow. Now Logan,
this is
can
Driftwood and Dreams from Henry Mancini.
Does Logan get the opportunity to steal?
And
no one stole.
Logan, do you want to steal it?
Tyler may have turned me around on this record that I gave away.
I cannot find any information.
Take it back.
Lakers record.
I'll give it back.
You can't find what?
Do you have a record player?
It's a different Lakers record that's on eBay. This one is the other one is
Chick
Hearn. Is a tribute to Chick Hearn.
How many grandparents had to die for that? For a huge record collection.
All four of them.
Sorry, Grandpa. Need more
it
records.
It would be the first time someone took their
Logan,
own
what are you
present
with that pillow
back.
For?
They don't sell these in stores anymore.
I think it's happened before.
It's the only way.
My birthday, you remembered. Oh, yeah. I tell you, may have to turn it off.
No, I dig it.
I don't think Henry Mancini is coming for you guys. It's okay.
I think Tyler may have brought the best gift.
Damn
gonna,
right.
I think I'm gonna. I think I'm gonna steal
jerky?
It from you.
Oh! I forgot about the jerky.
But I'll share it with you all.
Oh, okay, good. Corona is big in the skincare, so the mask
I'm
going to
use.
I'm going to use the skin masks.
I mean, I'll trade you for the Toddlers on Parade record, as well as all the others.
Tyler, This is the part where we
all have to try some alligator on air.
We negotiate
for a bucket of gum straight up.
We're all eating alligator on air.
Oh, yeah, you can have the bone.
You want the bucket of gum?
Yeah, that record is not anywhere online.
Mike, do you want these records?
I can't find it shopping anywhere.
He's trying to get rid of junk in
there. Michael Carano.
Oh, my God!
Exactly.
Holy shit! I don't want the record!
Is it expensive?
What is it, Antiques Roadshow? Tell us.
Holy fuck! Starting from $79.50.
Wow.
For what?
For the 33 win streak.
You realize people can list anything for any price.
That's outrageous.
Would you like some Gator?
Discogs.
No.
I want the records.
I don't know if $80 is worth it for me to go through the hassle of listing it.
Look at High Roller over there.
There you go.
$80 isn't worth it.
Jesus Christ. Mr. Big.
I hate using
it. Not worth it to list it for $80?
This Gator is good.
I want an exotic game.
I'm afraid to eat it because I think it brings a curse on you.
Like an old Cajun curse.
A gator's going to get me someday.
Ooh, good.
That's hey, really you guys good. Are going to Walt Disney World. All of a sudden, next thing you know, I'm missing an arm.
Why? What happened at Disneyland?
Gators kill people.
All right. If it wasn't the worst episode before, us all chewing on air, I'm really going to put it on
the
top.
The listener's really feeling it right now. Mm-hmm.
Like, who does have the records?
That gator's not
I
bad.
Do.
You got the records?
Oh, no.
I have the records.
I just took these ones because I assume that I'm going home with them.
I don't know if I like that gator.
What?
I don't know if
That's
I like
good.
It. It tastes a little gamey.
Who wants to trade for them?
Gator's supposed to be gamey. It's just living a swamp all its life.
Oh, that's gross.
What?
Yeah, I'm not a big
fan
of
about that.
The
I'm
gator.
Eating this thing. Ugh.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I do want these records because
I don't want your foot massage, though.
Why? This is vegetarian.
I just don't.
Right?
It's too big. It's too large. I don't want it.
You have a huge
Hey,
house.
We did not make a negotiation.
Don't leave that fucking foot massager over here.
There is
I don't
no
want
storage in my house.
You have a palatial estate.
Zero storage.
Why are you trading? What's happening here?
I'm not trading.
Oh.
He's not with him.
Would it be weird if I had that under my desk at work?
No.
Don't I get to steal? I stole.
That'd be awesome.
No.
People in an open office environment won't like that.
What are you talking about?
I don't like that.
You don't know.
He stole Mike's thing. It's over.
And then it's over. And now we can negotiate.
I thought we got to still steal.
No, it's open market.
This is the trade.
I don't even care about this. There's no way that it's going to
be. Okay, you're not getting these records because I don't want your phone.
They're not yours.
So.
Try one of those.
Mike,
one of those other ones over there.
Is wheeling dealing your records?
I will trade you my records for the face mask.
Ooh, Ring of Fire? We should try that, right?
Serious? That's a good move for you. Corona's amenable.
Yeah.
I was seriously going to use it. But,
okay, well, you can use it.
Okay, I'll trade you.
All right.
What happens?
How about I give you one face mask?
I'm going to put all those records on eBay.
What a jerk. I do have blockheads.
There's two down here. The Hawaii one's pretty.
I'm so
cool.
Totally not going to. I'm
taking these.
No, you're not. They're in the, well, at the Coronas, you can do everything.
Are we allowed to do that?
Yeah.
Is that regular
Mike,
jerky?
I'm taking
these.
Okay.
I might as well scrap some wrapping paper on the way.
You know what other two records I have in my closet right now?
No.
Now I have five
fire.
Records. I have Evel Knievel sings a song called I'm Evel Knievel, full size LP, and I have Burt Reynolds' record.
Is the album called, oh my gosh, hot.
Which one?
Oh, great.
Is the album called Evel Knievel sings a song called I'm Evel Knievel? Because please tell me that's what the album is
Mike
called.
Mike is going to retrieve the record. Let me just say all of you guys for showing up again and doing this wonderful. I don't want the super spicy, I don't think. Logan, did you get some?
Yeah.
Here you go. Oh, you're feeling
it's spicy. Right.
Since I have to sign off, I'm not going to do this.
We're ending this?
Yeah, mercifully. Happy holidays to all of you. That's what I say. Happy holidays. Covers all manner of sin.
Happy holidays.
Thanks you guys for tuning in. This is a nice little fun little break for us. So hopefully you were able to tolerate and possibly even enjoy this episode of Gift Exchanging. Until next time. Next time we'll be back with a classic episode. And after that, back with a bunch of flick fashions of movies that have come out over the... Anderson, just on a scale of 100 to 100, how excited are you for Bumblebee?
I heard you're a little 100 to 100, yep. So... Gives me very little.
Ring of Fire.
Small window.
There's really one answer.
No window.
There's only one answer.
Are you really excited about Bumblebee?
Oh, I'm so psyched.
Are you really?
It's amazing.
It actually looks pretty good.
Negator.
Evil's record here.
We're talking movies.
Sing songs.
I don't like the spice. The spice is
that one's whiskey barbecue.
All right, Anderson, sign us off.
We do it for I want the records.
What? Get them the Coronas. You might as well just take them.
We do it for Van Gogh.